My elementary education began in the Buckelman School, a one-room, eighth-grade county school just outside of Jasper, Indiana. The teacher was my mom's brother, Uncle Adam Blessinger. I remember that there was a recitation bench where students took turns by grade level for the lessons of the day. The rest of the students were busy doing assignments or, as I recall, practicing handwriting at a blackboard on one side of the room. Religious education for those of us in county schools was held on Saturday mornings at St. Joseph School in Jasper. The Sisters of Providence were our catechists. Sister Dorothy Louise prepared me for First Communion. Sometime before third grade, the pastor of St. Joseph Parish, Monsignor Leonard Wernsing, suggested to my parents that it might be time to transfer my brother and me to St. Joseph School. From then on, my elementary education was provided by the Sisters of Providence. From third grade onward, I became familiar with Mother Theodore Guerin, foundress of the Sisters of Providence. I was proud to learn that St. Joseph School in Jasper was the first of a number of elementary schools founded by St. Theodora. I am indebted to the Sisters of Providence for the education they gave me. I was well prepared for later educational opportunities in preparation for the priesthood. I also realized that my Uncle Adam had prepared me well in the primary grades. I had no difficulties as I was transferred to St. Joseph's School. I was well served by both the county school and St. Joseph's School. As I think about the transfer to St. Joseph's, I recall being a bit intimidated by the size of the huge student body. It was most apparent to me at the morning recess and during the lunch hour when we were all out on our playground. I have the clear memory of two of my new classmates taking me by the hand and making sure I was included in the fun and games. With hindsight, I suspect Sister Anne Denise asked them to look after the new kid. In any case, I remember my gratitude and relief. It didn't take long before I felt like I belonged. I recall a humorous incident during third grade. I was elected vice president of our classroom. That evening, I reported to my mom that I had been elected vice president. She explained the reality. We attended daily mass in the awesome St. Joseph Church. Our behavior was closely monitored by the sisters. Again, with hindsight, I can see that we were well prepared for the Eucharist in an age-appropriate way. My first personal invitation to consider a vocation to the priesthood came from my fourth grade teacher, Sister Marie Annette. I wasn't too interested at the time, but her invitation stayed with me. I reflect on my early years of education in order to make a point as we observe Catholic Schools Week 2007. Granted that my elementary education dates back some 50 years, much of the value I derive from those very early formative years is alive and vibrant in our Catholic schools today. Truly, the world is radically different. Our secularized culture, with its preoccupation on materialistic values, is exceedingly challenging on all fronts. Not only are spiritual and moral values more and more countercultural, but the project of solid academic education is also challenged. Public and private schools alike cope with student bodies that have personal, social, and psychological needs that affect the learning process. There has always been the element of peer pressure in our schools. But the current materialistic and permissive cultural behavior has become more prevalent and more influential. Our teachers and educational administrators deserve our respect and support for the added challenges that are part of elementary and secondary education these days. One need only look at the available testing data to recognize that our Catholic teachers are doing a splendid job for our children. We can be truly grateful. I take this opportunity also to express appreciation to the many benefactors who assist our Catholic schools with time, talent, and treasure. Maintaining our schools and doing so with quality is hard work. It is expensive. None of us should take this for granted. And we need to keep in focus the fact that Catholic education is an integral part of our church's mission. I hope and pray that the day will come when we can provide even more opportunities for more of our children to be beneficiaries of our efforts. Catholic schools are not an option for many among us. For those, we depend on our Catholic faith formation programs to provide the specifically religious part of our educational mission. For catechists and religious education and ministers, we also owe a debt of gratitude.